Hello, I am Thomas Wood, also known as the Pyro Juggler.
And I'm Sarah Walker, better known as Dreamy.
We are surfing the stream of consciousness. This could go anywhere.
Anywhere.
We are not committing to anything, including editing. Editing ourselves, editing you.
Editing our topic.
So sit back and enjoy. This is a lot like having an actual conversation with us.
I hope you like it.
We've been mic wrestling. I'm Thomas.
Dreamy.
Jill Jack.
Adrian Walter. And I'd like to open by asking, what's everyone's issue with nudity? Let's face it, it's taboo. Right. We all have the skin, regardless of race, creed, sexual orientation,
religion. Good random topic there.
I was going to request that we all be nude if we have to do this in the first place.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm nude right now.
It's
I don't
video.
Know why y'all aren't joining
it's
in.
It's not a vidcast. Well, our last one was a vidcast, but we just made a turkey. There could have been nudity, though, because that's how we usually make the turkey.
There's usually nudity involved with the turkey.
Yeah. I got pictures.
At the very least, the turkey's naked.
I'm a little chilly because I'm naked.
Yes.
You don't know? Y'all are listening to this.
I could be wearing tassels. Don't picture it.
Three of them?
Too late.
Oh, man, it's in there. Why did you do that to me? Jesus Christ,
like
I'll never get that out.
All over again.
I made that video for our last, I guess it was, call it a vidcast, but Thomas sent me the pictures from one of the naked turkey preparing sessions, and I
one
decided against using them, because then I'd have to brush out people that...
Someone invented a tool that will hold the drumsticks, the stubs of drumsticks, right, without feet on them, to that exact level that will give you optimal stuffing the orifice distance.
I just sew the butt up.
Well, you could sew the hole up, you know, or you could use this apparatus.
It was a very Middle Eastern turkey.
Are we still talking about turkeys?
Yeah.
Okay. I was totally still with tassels.
It's like a speculum for turkeys, but it holds the neck hole open.
See, I stuffed that turkey until, like, you hear, like, ribs crack.
Right. I took quite a while to stuff the turkey, so I fast-forwarded the video and put it to porn music.
If you haven't checked it out, go back, check it out. Where do you find that one?
Surfingthestreamofconsciousness.com.
Surfingthestreamofconsciousness.com.
It's pretty long, but... Yes. We spent many, many, actually weeks looking for a name, trying to find a name and for that.
If you hear a licking sound slightly in the background.
And a jingling sound.
That's our cat self-pleasuring right next to the microphone.
What are you chewing on, kitty? What are you, she looks like she's chewing on her nipple. What are you doing?
Chewing on a nipple?
But it's her own nipple. We're not talking about self-pleasuring on other cats' nipples. That would lead to mad cat disease.
I heard from a friend recently, if you take your thumb, your left thumb, and you place it as far as you can into your palm, and then fold your fingers over it tightly, it completely takes away your gag reflex. And I'm
actually,
thinking, if
yeah,
that is
that's,
the truth, why are they not putting this out there for every girl in the universe?
Because you
know,
the females
why are guys
don't
like, do you know?
It's probably because the women don't want to have a... To give the men an excuse.
I am all for better oral skills in both men and women.
Speaking of better oral skills...
I've never heard of that. I'm 48 years old. I haven't heard of that.
It's never too late to start.
I know.
A comedian.
Sorry, Jill's kids.
Maybe
I think Jill's kids can handle it.
Maybe it's
them?
The fluid issue. Maybe it's the fluid issue. A comedian once said, if you could take a pill... that would make cum taste like chocolate, you know, we wouldn't have these hang-ups in society.
Right.
But then I read about the miracle fruit, which is a berry from West Africa. It's grown in Florida and some parts of Texas, where it will coat your tongue and make your tongue unable to taste sour tastes. And it lasts, like... 30 minutes to 2 hours. And people, you can find this on Amazon.com, not to throw too many websites on this thing, but you can grow the plant yourself, although it takes like 3 years to bear fruit, or you can buy these berries, and they're overnighted, because they have to be fresh. This is totally true. You can Wikipedia it.
But it makes lemons taste sweet.
What's it called?
Yeah, it's called the miracle fruit. Just look up miracle fruit, and you'll find it. It's scientific
name.
There
was also...
It's much different than the musical fruit.
Yes,
but there's also some sort of blue melon from China that did kind of a similar thing. It looked like watermelon, but it's blue.
But if you were to eat this fruit and then give copious amounts of head or even have a bukkake session, I don't think that it would be as unpleasant.
And then porn stars around the world.
You don't think?
I don't know. I haven't tried the berry yet and had a lot of people come on my face. But I'll
the
let
night
you
is
know.
Young.
Miracle fruit.
Lemons evidently taste sweet.
Sinsepalum dulcificum.
Dulcificum. Yeah, yes, that is it.
Dulcificum.
That is it. That's the miracle fruit.
That's amazing.
And so, yeah, it solves a lot of problems.
Dulcificum sounds like Spanish for
dulce, sweet
cum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Latin based, I guess.
Really? That made it into its Latin name?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
the first part means bukkake, though. The first part is it means sweet bukkake. If you translate the Latin direct,
oh god!
Thank God you're editing this.
See, you're
later.
Not going to be able to use anything we say.
Well, we totally. You don't know us very well. We'll use it.
Use it against us, yes.
I mean, people that know us tune in knowing we're not going to just, like, white bread it.
But what if there are some people who don't
hey,
know? Maybe for the record, we should define bukkake for those listeners that do not speak Japanese. Thomas?
I've heard it also means surprise.
It's not surprising.
So, which gives a new meaning to surprise party. And then there was silence.
And foam party. Tapioca surprise.
When we first decided to do a podcast, we asked people whether or not we should edit it at all for swear words. And then we decided against it.
Have you ever had
so we have a
premise,
we have
actually.
A warning at the beginning.
We have a warming at the beginning?
Warming.
Yeah. Have you ever had in your everyday speech just a series of words that sounds funny? Like, a lot of times we talk about a friend of ours, Jennifer, Jen, but then we'll, like, say, oh, well, that wouldn't bother Jen at all. But we'll say it quickly, and it's like, that wouldn't bother Jen at all. Jen at all!
Yeah.
You know, so we're kind of, like, laughing to ourselves, and I just wondered, does anyone else have common phrases that, you know, you've chuckled about because
there.
They're actually kind of dirty, but you never intended it. It's like a joke on your... on yourself. It's like
right.
a pun
well,
you
I
didn't
mean,
intend.
I've got an ex that whose name sounds like something it completely isn't. And she'll hate me for saying this, but Anna Maltese, which totally sounds like animal tease.
Animal tease. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that's funny.
Oh.
We'd like to say animal. Don't tune in.
Don't say it. Don't say it too loud.
She'll
kill us all, I swear to God.
She will so kill us all.
In fact, if your name's Animal, just back this up, hit your back button, and go to a different site. Go to a different site right now, because it's not going to turn out well for you.
I digress.
Now that could get dangerous.
We could go into sex, death, and pooping stories. That's another favorite
sex,
topic of mine.
We were already kind of on that line.
Yeah, we're
naked,
on that tack.
So.
We're naked to begin with. But sex, death,
has already been like cats pleasuring themselves on this...
She looks pretty happy now, though.
She's satisfied now. Just laying there on my black laundry.
Oh, yeah. That's a cat's favorite spot.
Yeah.
Reclining on the blood-stained rag of death.
All 14 pounds of her.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
Yeah.
I think she's still growing, too.
And getting larger.
Maine Coons, they keep growing even from 3 to 5 years old, man.
In retrospect, I think my point is made, because I just bring up sex, death, and pooping, and then people change their fucking topics to cats. And my whole point is that it's taboo, and yet these are the ties that bind. You know?
That's true.
Everyone has sex, everyone dies, and everyone poops. So these are the things that can never, though, be brought up at a dinner table, never be cross-cultural.
And I don't know where you've been eating dinner, but it happens a lot at my dinner table.
Some of
depends
it,
on what you're, who
well,
you're
eating.
Well,
if you're in polite company, you got, I don't think we exactly define that.
Well, there's definitely like a crossing of topics. I mean, when you die, you poop, so...
True.
And sometimes you get an erection.
Yeah.
You would know.
That was for me.
A moment!
We'll test the microphone sensitivity on that.
Oh,
I just hope it doesn't smell.
It kind of does over here. Well,
that's our pantry.
Yeah. I shouldn't have stood up. It's not getting in the pantry. That is doors. But see, we laugh pizza, at it. But it's so all these human nature things are weird and taboo. I don't mean to try to press the subject, but I am over time, and it's not the first time I brought it up, but I'm interested because all of a sudden it's like, I was like, ooh, who's the weird guy talking about this? Does he need attention? What were his parents like? You know, but it's,
well, you're,
it's human nature. You look at old people and they tell you about their gallstones in like a supermarket line. And you're like, I didn't ask you for this information. We use the phrase TMI, but TMI usually is about sex, death, and pooping. And you're like, TMI, TMI. It's like, no, it's not TMI. You already know what I'm talking about. You know, and yet people don't like to talk about it. And
it's weird.
I think if we were more open, it would lead to world peace, is my point.
It's the underlying subject in a lot of different conversations. It's like that thing in America where you're allowed, you know, George Carlin had pointed out that you can have an entire program on who to fuck, where to fuck, and when to fuck, and under what circumstances, but you can't say the word fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No, it's very much the same thing.
Everyone avoids it like the plague, even though it's right there. So it's this weird thing where you can do the action, but you can't talk about it. Everyone poops, everyone dies. Most people have sex.
Don't tell a cat like that.
Well, no, and they have sex too. It's only coming out now.
So to speak.
That was funny. That was a pun that I did not intend.
That's the best type.
Bizarre.
You ever get those puns where you don't realize it happened until after you say it?
Yeah.
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 Those that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Funny you should say that.
I always try to pretend like I knew I was going to say that, and I did it
right,
on purpose.
Yeah, sometimes you're just like, yeah, it was funny.
I'm like, that's funny. I was like, I meant that.
Or you'll see something on stage, and you're like, no, that was so witty, and you're like, wait, what was it?
Was it? Yeah.
Let
Somebody
me know.
That's why I have show notes.
Comedian had a funny bit. He's like, you ever had this downfall when you want to say something, and it's pat. It's like someone's leaving. So you want to say goodbye and take care, but it gets messed up in your brain, so what comes out of your mouth is like good care, you know, or good luck, take care, and oh shit, they heard that because I yelled it, and then you got like try to cover it.
I heard that guy.
I meant it's an old bit, but it's human nature, and it's still funny.
yeah
it's not rocket surgery.
No.
Is that a thing, rocket surgery?
It should be.
Gravity with George Clooney. I did like that. They gave him the line somewhere in the screenplay where he's like, just do this, do this, and it's not rocket science. But of course they're floating at zero G.
It actually is rocket science.
I was like, it's not rocket science.
I actually used to live with this guy that worked for NASA, designed spacecraft and stuff, and it's funny because we'd be helping him with auto mechanics. It was like, man, you'd have to be a rocket scientist to get the crap that they do. Hey, Bob, aren't you actually a rocket scientist?
Can you
yes,
help out? Oh,
it's funny you should ask.
And he's like, yeah, but who wants to work that hard?
For the record, I want to give a still life of this moment. Very rarely do we get a chance to visit, unless it's holidays, turducken, decadence, chocolate fountains, or what have you, to Thomas and Dreamies. But now that Jill and I are here, and there's a microphone on, I just feel the need to say, Thomas is packing. Yes, the cat is on top of a big black bag that's getting slowly filled with clothes. The floor is strewn with things to be packed or organized. A microphone is on the table, which is how you're hearing us now, but on a TV tray in front of the laptop. Yes, is a folded set of the gold standard. By the gold standard, I mean Magnum condoms, and I have to say...
kudos. I guess they are.
Kudos to y'all motherfuckers here. I myself have used the Magnum, and we've had to buy Jill had this idea to buy her kids condoms. I met them at 12 and 13. That's when, you know, they were...
An awkward
not involved
day.
In porn. They're still not. They're still not. But they're you know, above average, I should say. So, you know, they have the same, you know, kid problems. Where like, oh, this isn't working. And it's like, well...
Ask Mom. Mom, could you take me to the Eggers and show me how to you know, hey. Shop for condoms? And I'm like, excuse me? So here I am with my son, who's about 16.
That's what it should be.
With his skateboard going down the condom aisle, and I'm instructing him in all of the different things, lubes, to, you know, anything on that aisle in particular. And Adrian's looking at his watch, and is like, I'm the whole thing in a hurry. And I said, Adrian. Just stop rushing me. I'm having a moment with my son. This is a moment that I want to remember. You need to stop rushing me. We're doing this thing, this entire giant aisle. This Montrose has
education
an entire aisle.
Place.
I don't know why Montrose particularly has the whole aisle of condoms.
True stories about that.
It was one of those, I was told to
remember,
out.
If you need to get condoms, Montrose.
So, you know, if these don't fit, you go with the... Oh, that's what the problem was. And I was like, oh. Oh, what a mother doesn't need to know.
So, yeah, for the record, the
thank
youngest...
Thank God they make those now.
Yeah, the youngest just got married...
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And they've been together for, what, 3 years?
No, since high school. It's almost six
Four.
Years.
What? Mm-hmm. Either way, gold standard. She's not going anywhere.
So, once you go gold.
Right.
Yeah, it was hell of a wedding. They had a drag contest.
Wow. Nice. That's awesome.
So I got to see my son in drag.
Headbutted each other, exchanged vows in another language, and doused each other in goat's blood. You know.
Yeah. Like you do.
Yeah, like you do. Pagan wedding, you know. Fucking yeah. Fantastic. And this at the same Walgreens, I don't mean to... keep talking, because I'm going to step out. And
that's okay. It's
give everyone
why you're
room
here.
To have a chance to talk about me. while I go out and feed myself with nicotine. Same Walgreens critter, the one who got married yesterday, said, Adrian, how can some people, and he came from a Baptist private school education for some years, but I don't think it ever sat well with him, but I didn't know until he asked. If so-and-so believes such-and-such, and then they go to hell, well, how does that make millions of other people be wrong? Are they all going to hell? And I was like, you've come across a very important conundrum, and you are right, and you need to keep it to yourself, otherwise some Baptist is going to knife you. that's the truth in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, shh, you're on the right track, but let's talk quietly. You know? It's like, you're
not
totally
in
with it.
It's
not the Walgreens in Texas.
I've said for a long time, and this keeps being proven more and more as I get older, nothing is ever more offensive than the truth.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, the more true something is, if it's uncomfortable, the more fervently they battle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Copernicus. Look at...
I liked, what was it, even Bill Maher's religious movie, where he was in a trucker's chapel and just started asking questions. Granted, they were a little weighted in an atheist's favor. It's like, why do you believe this? Why do you believe that?
A little.
But this guy, yeah, but this trucker got up and said, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to shake my faith, and I want no part of it. And he left. To me, I actually kind of had a lot of respect for that guy as a religious nut, you know. But by the same token, it's like, I don't need to shoot a doctor. But you know right. What you're saying? It's like the same thing where when tells me about aliens, you know. Oh, if you're listening to this, I meant that totally as a joke.
Illuminati.
Dreamy, you edit that, right? Yeah. I don't need to make enemies, but you know what I'm saying.
We love your
love you.
Oh man,
the alien thing tripped me out. Let me just say, I did show up to symposium, and I'm not trying to dish dirt about somebody. Let's stick to the subject.
If only we could record those, but no one there would be having it that at all.
if we are pig farmers who are supposed to be looking for gold, come on! Come on! I love you. Come on!
Oh, man. Yeah, back to the awkwardness of the condom thing. I was shopping with a girl that I dated a while, and you know who you are, you listening to this. And,
that's like sending out a Valentine's.
I know.
Valentine's Day to Amy. You know, and then the DJ on the radio is like, all these Amys are going,
No, we went over, we're going through this drugstore, and it happened to be in a small town where she grew up, and we're shopping for condoms, and she's beautiful, gorgeous lady, and we're there, and the drugstore is like two aisles big. I mean, it's not very big at all.
Right.
And we're shopping for condoms, and there was some issue where we had to get some, but they're behind glass or something, and she's really embarrassed and trying really hard to not be noticed, so I had to fuck with her.
Yep.
So we're there, and I sense that the guy helping me senses the awkwardness because it's someone that she knew in high school.
Right, it's like a hometown drugstore.
And,
wow.
You know, where there's, so which of these condoms would you recommend, and why? And just going over the different ones, and she's, finally, we narrow it down to this one, says, well, there's a size, a girth issue, and she just grabs me, is like, stop it, just stop it!
So she narrowed it down between Jimmy, Harold, and William. You know, it's like, well, these are the condoms these boys use. All right, I'm stepping out, but I'd love to open the table saying that here we have Colorado and Washington, and a funny little factoid is that you can't fly with weed still. So if you're flying from Colorado, they have a collection system in a separate thing other than trash, because they don't want people going through trash to get weed. So they're collecting your weed and doing God knows what with it.
Okay.
So...
Well,
it's good to be at the TSA, I guess, because...
Yeah.
Well, just think how many lighters have been
before. One commenter said that you should collect it, because they can't get on a plane with it, but then go to arrivals and be like, welcome to Colorado!
See, I thought Colorado was a big, giant...
It'd be like the Hawaiian thing where they give you lays, except it'd be a lay of weed.
Well, they've been asking for years. They took away all your lighters, right? And so... They
that noise in the background, by the way, is Jill utilizing our massage chair.
I'm sorry, I sat on the button. Hey, woohoo! Vibrates. But I thought, why take everyone's lighter away and then not give it back? They should have a giant garbage
recycling
can of lighters waiting for you when you got off the plane, so you could just take one with you.
Yeah,
if you got
I think I saw that the TSA will sell huge lots of lighters and, you know, I don't know, knives and whatever else they've confiscated from people.
Garnered.
And should they not then donate that money to charity?
You'd think.
No, but no, capitalist society.
Part of
the cancer society, maybe?
Yeah. It's amazing that in these places where they've now legalized recreational use of pot, one of the things that's coming up is a legitimate issue is, but now our cops have no funding from seizing assets. Not like that's one of the things that was written in our constitution.
Well, you go out and stop some real crimes.
Not that I'm
there might be less crimes as well.
We can't have less crime. That would mean less profit. That's actually the message that they're putting out at that point.
All right.
Yeah. Well, gee, if there's less crime, don't you need a smaller police force?
Might have to get rid
of
people.
That's the third rail.
Yep.
How did policemen go from being heroes when I was a child, when you had Andy Griffith and...
Because they were heroes.
You know, Chips.
I'm sure there was a plenty
of... And now they're like, they have this horrible reputation.
Because they're the jack...
And they're the bad
guy. No offense to any cops that are listening to this.
Publicity is...
There are good cops out there. I've met them, but I've also been illegally slammed across hoods and searched for drugs I didn't have and had
you know, property of mine broken needlessly and warrantlessly several times, like more times than I can count.
But media is the one that's pitting us all against each other.
Oh, it's media. It's also...
In the good old days, we had Andy Griffith. We had them personified as heroes.
And so right.
people respected them, well, and they were there and hopefully they were looking to be the kind of heroes that they needed to be.
I've noticed that cops are different in different parts of the country, though. You go to Boston, they're still hero cops. They really are. I've dealt with them. They're still nice guys. They're out there for the public good.
But then you go to, like, Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach? I've had the worst luck. I have had the worst luck with Huntington cops. And, like, I've had them called on me for, like, I've been pulled over, slammed across hot hoods, physically abused for walking, running, riding my bicycle, and my favorite, carrying concealed spaghetti. Because they were searching very hard for something that they could vaguely point to that might have been illegal.
Right. You or your friend.
Chris.
They put into a squad car and drove him back to the store that he bought the spaghetti to confirm, because he didn't have a receipt, to confirm that he had bought the spaghetti.
They had no reason.
Because you looked funny and they wanted to get you on something.
Yeah, and ultimately, when pressed about it, it's like, what are the charges? What are your suspicions? What's your reasonable cause? They said, well, your 2 liter of Pepsi looked like a 40-ouncer. It's like, really? Because it's labeled Pepsi in big, bright letters across it. There are people that are being paid literally millions of dollars to make sure that you recognize this as a Pepsi. Terrible, because, and the other part about that is, the subtext of it is, they think that you're poor enough that you won't be able to mount a good defense, you're harassed more.
Right.
And if you want proof of that, how many people off of the whole Wall Street scandal have been arrested? Really think about that for a second.
Yeah. It seems like you get fucked with a lot just because you don't look white.
Well, yeah, that could be it. It could be not that I don't look white.
Yeah, they don't fuck with me.
It might not be that I'm not white. It might be that I'm different, period. I mean, I actually look like a comic book villain at this point. But I didn't back when I was mostly getting screwed with. Hell, my hair was short. But now, I have noticed that the more I purposely aim at looking like a comic book villain and have the handlebar mustache and the goatee and the long hair and the crazy eyes and all that stuff that goes with it, the less I'm screwed with.
Because they think surely no one would dress up like Snidely Whiplash and commit crimes. That would be
not that I would actually do it, but I have thought before about stealing the neighborhood watch sign, specifically disguised as the neighborhood watch icon. Come on, all of you have thought about doing it.
Now, I've noticed if you're over the top noticeable, like you're driving a big purple trailer, people get so fascinated with looking at it, they forget to notice it doesn't even have a license plate on it. And much less an expired one. There's not even one on it.
Right.
Yeah. And they're just, you know, you wave and you look absolutely comical and they're just too busy going, wow, what the hell was that? To even look at stickers or anything else.
It's like that time we were going down the highway with our whole rig. Our truck, our fifth wheel, and the motorcycle mounted to the front of the truck on that specialty hitch, and we were going down a freeway in L.A., and somebody in a smart car pulled up next to us and was staring at, and then we realized it was Seth Green.
I remember that.
Staring at our rig.
Yeah, let me turn off the heater. That'll be noise pollution.
But we did get pulled over once for it, but it was completely legal because the motorcycle was blocking the headlights, but I rigged up a secondary set of headlights that were legal, totally legal, so we couldn't mess with us. But we've been pulled over, like, what was the highway checkpoint on the 10 outside of
our dog's alerted.
El Paso. Yeah, they stopped. We stopped our trailer. And just so people out there know,
I am completely clean as far as any sort of substance goes.
At all.
And they're like, well, our dog's alerted.
And they're just
rock solid sitting there going, well, they won't alert unless there's something in there. Really?
Like what?
So what happens when there's nothing in there? Oh, they'll find something. And I'm like looking at her going, good luck.
I don't know if they're like people smuggling dogs or looking for illegal aliens, because the place will smell like there are people inhabiting it because it's a trailer that people inhabit, but yeah, they went and took the dog through our trailer while we stood by the side of the road and Thank God we didn't have a cat. We didn't even have a cat yet when this dog supposedly alerted. I mean, they just use the dogs, it seems, just to...
As a way to circumvent the right, yeah.
Because, I mean, hell, there's story after story. Like, there was that guy who just... I think he was awarded $1.5 million a couple of days ago because he was pulled over and the dog alerted to his driver's seat. So they assumed that he must have narcotics shoved up his ass. So they went to a hospital to try and get a...
X-ray and an enema.
An X-ray and an
enema. They gave this guy several enemas.
Yeah, like, they gave him three.
They didn't even have a warrant to search his place, much less his ass.
Right. Jeez. Three enemas later.
Holy shit.
And then he was awarded $1.5 million because they didn't find anything. I was going to say shit, but... they didn't find anything.
They probably found it. He's cleaner now.
Yeah, he's clean as a whistle and minus some dignity.
No kidding, man. Because, you know, in a situation like that, they're not going to be gentle because they assume you're a scumbag.
Right.
Yeah, and they assume, they make the assumption that you're a criminal.
Yeah. And then they fire the dog.
I got another friend of ours that...
Because, you know, that dog
He said
is
that he was at the Orange...
his job.
He was at the Orange County Fairgrounds, and he saw that the drug dogs were coming, and they were, you know, right near him, and he was, you know, working there at the time, and... The dogs didn't seem to be interested with anybody around him, even though they did have pot on them. So he nonchalantly tosses the baggie on the ground near the dog. The dog doesn't do anything.
For like 8 hours.
He just left the baggie there. The dog didn't alert it to it at all. It just, whatever.
Might Although that might be, it might be that they're trained, and I think this is the truth, actually, that they're trained to alert when prompted to go looking for it.
Right.
And it might be that the dog wasn't alerted, but at the same time, I can tell you from personal experience.
They I've alert had when there's
dogs,
to
like, alert to me. But it has nothing to do with me having anything on me. It has to do with the cop sitting there holding the dog is going, quick, quick, alert to him. Or do something that we can count as an alert. Because I'm clean. And I've still had it happen. I've also been slammed across a hood, and they've sat there and wouldn't tell me the reason for slamming me across it. Why am I being detained? Am I being detained? May I go? And they wouldn't let me go. And when pushed about it, the guy finally said, you know, it's illegal to drive a bicycle in this area without having your bicycle license on your bicycle. And I look over at my unicycle, and I look at him as like, you realize that's not a bicycle, right?
By definition, it is not a bicycle.
Cycle.
Actually, he said, well, what do you call it? It's a unicycle. His eyes got really big for a minute.
Yeah. There was that time in Louisiana when you were...
oh, God.
He was at a...
I kind of mentally blocked that out.
He was trying to get to the Louisiana Fair, and his van at the time, you know, leaks transmission fluid like a sieve. And so he was stopping, you know, in the middle of the night and filling up his transmission fluid. He has his hood open and was filling up his fluid. And then a whole bunch of cop cars come and surround him and get out of their cars and draw their guns on him.
In a circle.
In a circle.
In a circle. I mean, not kidding, guys. They not only pulled their guns on a random guy filling up his car with transmission fluid and said the words, what are you doing? Putting transmission fluid in this van? Why are you doing that? Because if I don't do that, it doesn't go anywhere. You know, and then they asked me, I was like, well, you have any ID? I was like, okay. I'm very slowly going to reach into my pocket, and I'm getting ID out of my pocket. You can see the pocket right here. And I very slowly did it, very slowly got it out, handed them the ID. The guy took one look at it. People are still pointing guns at me. And yells at me very sternly. He's like, this isn't a driver's license. This isn't a California ID. And I look at him, and I was like, you didn't ask me for my driver's license. You asked for my ID. I have a driver's license. Would you like to see it? In this state, when we say, you know, your ID, we mean your driver's license. And I was like, well, here's the drive. I'm very slowly going to reach for my driver's license now. Same thing. Yeah. And then this whole rigmarole goes up, and then it gets to the point where I'm obviously not dangerous, but they're still pointing guns at me. And they're like, we just want to make sure you're not wanted for, like, mass murder in Massachusetts or something. Now, keep in mind, I'm really tired. I'm tired enough that I'm starting to hallucinate. And I was stopping at this rest stop to, I don't know, rest. And they say, you know, we just want to make sure you're not wanted for mass murder in Massachusetts or something. And I look at him, and without editing myself, because I had no editor at the time, because I was really tired, I actually said, I haven't been to Massachusetts in months. And there's a silent, awkward moment, and the guy says, and they're still pointing guns at me, it was a joke. And I said, oh, it's hilarious, sir.
Yeah. I'm hoping someday to say the same about this situation.
Wow.
Yeah. Just randomly.
But it was one of those things, too, where I would have mentioned something about the circular firing squad that they were setting up, that they would, but, you know, if I'm going to be shot as an innocent, I'm letting them shoot each other. Screw them.
Yeah. In a circle.
Sometimes you have to fail to learn something.
I'm just adding chlorine to the gene pool at that point.
Again.
Sorry, it was a rant. But I've had guns pointed at me as an innocent more than once. Actually, more times than I can count.
And then they ask you why you're nervous. Why are you so nervous?
Like, you're pointing a gun at me!
Pointing a gun at me.
Yeah.
Why are you nervous? I don't like guns pointed at me.
That's like holding your knife, like a knife on someone's testicles. You seem a little nervous.
Right.
Well, perhaps it's that wild look in your eye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try not to think about it too much, otherwise it just makes me angry at the way things are set up in an unjust manner that is completely different from the way that we're taught as school children and taught civics as a required class, at least I was when I was growing up in 8th grade, set a curve in it, and then, you know, you graduate and you've got these stars and stripes in your eyes and your first dealings with real cops, you realize that everything that they're doing in your particular case with them is completely unconstitutional. But they still do it because they can get away with it. And if you don't believe me on that, look at the record of these videos and stuff of people being beaten, killed, all this other stuff by cops, and almost unfailingly, the cop almost never actually faces real jail time.
Yeah.
That's wrong, man. That's literally getting away with murder.
Well, there was one just recently.
Trayvon Martin!
Yeah.
Now, there was a case that was just settled in Fullerton, California, with this pack of cops that beat up and killed a homeless guy.
Oh, by the way, those of you that don't know...
It was on tape, and they still were crowned innocent.
Yeah, and those of you that don't know, in Anaheim and Fullerton, California, there was several riots, people getting shot by cops a couple years ago, and it never made the news over 10 miles from the place.
Wow.
And, I mean, I talked to people on the other side of L.A., and there was military called out and crap for this.
They were shot in the back. And then there were protests that this guy was shot in the back.
And then they showed up. Yeah, they showed up and started shooting the protesters for protesting people being randomly shot.
Yeah.
And that got covered up real fast. And if you weren't within such a distance that you could actually drive over and say, hey, there's something going on. Why are there all these helicopters? Where's all the tear gas coming from? Why are people randomly being shot? If you weren't within that radius, you never heard about it, unless you dug. By the way, I encourage you to go look at the riots. It's online. You can find
it. There's video. But there's always video nowadays, but it doesn't seem to matter that much.
Yeah. And to answer your question as to why, how they've made that switch from hero to villain within our lifetime, and they totally have, you're right, and it's an important issue, is their own actions. I don't know about other people, but every exposure I've had to the police has been negative. Even when I've called them when my vehicle got stolen, it was me, and you can look this up, it's part of public record. I was the one that brought my car back. I was the one that caught the guy that stole my car. I was the one that forced the cops in my area to do their damn job. I showed up with a car, with a set of prints, on a butter dish, inside, a set of college books, a set of the guy's phone number, pager, and his laundry, and then forced them, like, kind of like went, okay, we have ridiculous amounts of evidence now, please
pursue this. And they finally, finally gave the guy a slap on the wrist. A few days in jail, and that was it. It was the second time he'd stolen my car. It is ridiculously hard to get them to do a job where they're actually solving a crime. At least in the West Coast. It might be different here in Texas. It might be different in New York or Boston or wherever.
In Texas, like Russia. No one steal car. Car steals you.
Oh, in Texas, you're allowed to shoot them.
Yes.
You know, it's defending your property.
I've not had any negative interactions with police officers or anything like that. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. But maybe it's because I'm a girl, and I'm blonde, and I pass for white. So,
right.
You may be being profiled continually. I'm profiled a different way, where I'm a more pitiful thing. Please come save me. Help me.
I hate that. There's been times where we've actually needed assistance. Like, once...
And you had to stand on the road and show them the leg.
They won't assist Thomas. Yeah. They'll assist the hell out of me, though. And I
damn
hate,
Mexican.
I hate having to pull that card. I hate that card.
I do too.
But there was this one time we were on our way to a gig, and his van wouldn't start or something, and we were in a parking lot for a... I think it was at an airport.
Yeah.
And Thomas was walking around the airport parking lot trying to find somebody, anybody, that would give him a frickin' jump. And I got tired of waiting, and we were starting to run late, so I went and sat in the driver's seat, and I was like half-dressed in Renaissance garb, sat in the driver's seat, leaned my head out the window, and sat my chin on the sill, and about 10 seconds later, like, hey, do you need help?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
It was the social, may I help you, riff.
Yeah, I
believe. But I don't know what that is, man. I mean, and in some parts of the country, I've had really good experiences. In Boston, I've had some frat boys that attacked me. That actually
at the fair,
yeah, at a fair that actually got cops on them fast, like as fast as they missed, because the guy went to go push me and I ducked out of the way as the guy that was behind him on his hands and knees was still there, and the guy pushing, I just sort of helped him over that guy.
Yeah. There's interesting justice, though, in New England. Like, that guy that was punched out in your audience.
Yeah, that's a tough town.
It's a tough fucking town.
But in a good way, man. Yay, New Englanders. I loved you. I was in, and some of you listening may remember being there for this. I was in King Richard's Fair, and I was doing a show, and this guy started heckling just about the time I was doing my hat lines. But he wasn't doing something that you could easily retort, because it wasn't intelligible at all. Instead of him saying something that he could say something back at, it was just a blurt out of... Rah!
It was like some punker with a mohawk.
Yeah, some punker with a mohawk. He had, like, what hair he had on the side of his head was done in a leopard print, and the rest of it was just this big old hawk.
Sounds and like Vandal.
He did this...
Maybe.
He did this twice, and they started to do it a third time, and the guy next to him that I think was actually there at the fair with him just racked him, just punched him really freaking hard, and I saw feet, booted feet, go above the crowd for a second. And the entire crowd, and you know you're in a tough town when, the entire crowd looks at it for like one beat, goes back to watching me. And I like looked at it, and I started in with my hat lines, got one line into it, and I went, wow, this is a tough town. And they all just loved me from that. It was awesome.
I think the cops came and picked him up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Great. That was my favorite heckler moment, because I so wanted to, but you can't because of legal issues.
Oh, yeah.
But someone else took the bullet for me, and I think it was his buddy. You're drunk, buddy. Whack!
So many times.
Oh, my God. I know. Isn't that gratifying? As a stage performer, gratifying? Yes.
Oh, my God. That would have been fantastic. Oh, my God. I own a boy band. The drunk bitches that are trying to constantly convince you that he told me that I could come on the stage with him. I'm like, bitch, he works for me. If he told you to come on that stage, he's fired. So don't tell me that he told you to come on that stage because I'm his boss. But they will lie to you, and they will try to crawl over you, push you out of the way, claw your eyes out to get to the boy band. Right. And I'm just like, oh, really? Seriously?
It's funny because they never think that the woman is the one in charge.
No, what is that? It's right over their heads.
No.
You're too rant about that.
Like, Thomas got in trouble once. Well, not pseudo-trouble, but they tried to get him in trouble.
They attempted to get me in trouble.
Yeah. And it was this messed up thing. Like, Thomas was visiting me at my henna booth when I was working for somebody else. And just visiting with our counter person, who is a female. And she, not a bubbly individual, but she's just this amazing, strong-willed chick. And I guess the...
Great lady.
Yeah, they didn't like the answer that they were given because they were dramatic chicks. You know, the type that, everything needs to be exactly their way. And Thomas didn't even say a peep. He, like, as much as nodded, you know, his head and such, and they went to a different henna booth.
That's right, you were there watching.
Yeah, they went to a different henna booth and complained that the guy of Thomas's...
With the
big hat and the goatee and the curled mustache was rude to them. Wait, what? The guy that's in charge of the other booth. Like, what do you mean in charge? He barely said... He didn't say one word to these women, and they assumed that he was the one that was in charge, even though it was our other counterperson who would actually talk to them.
I have had so much crap blamed on me that I had nothing to do with.
I love backstage moments when we're, like, sitting on the tailgate of a chariot. And well, these girls will just be bought by, and they're like, you're so lucky to work with those guys. And I'm like, they're so lucky I hired them. And they don't even register. I mean, they just are so confused. They're like, look at you really funny, and you're like, never mind. Just go on about your business. They just glaze over the fact that that chick might be in charge. You're okay. Just keep walking.
Back when she was alive, Shahira used to be the one in charge of her band, too. It was the same sort of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, it does make me laugh. Because they want to be your friend. They want to be your friend so they can get close to the guys.
Just for reference, I'm not your friend, so I can be close to the guys.
Yeah, you can touch the guys if you want to.
That's okay.
I will not let you do that. That is too much of a scar.
I like the ones that come up and say, oh, how can I get your job? I'm going to work for you. Don't worry, baby.
I have nothing against it, but it ain't my thing.
Oh, thank God.
It's not my bag, baby.
Oh, good. I always wanted a man that wasn't into dudes.
Put it on the bucket list,
Yeah, it's my checklist. This is a very short list.
Yeah.
Not in the dudes.
Not according to the Magnums.
That was a bonus.
Surprise.
Surprise.
Special bonus prize.
Special bonus prize.
Great. More people will know how up the size of my penis. Great.
I got a golden ticket.
Ah! They put him in the gold record.
Yes.
Nice.
That's pretty funny. Magnum should seriously do that as commercials.
They should. That should be a golden.
It's like, oh my god!
We're talking about what was the crazy commercial idea? Saying we should, you know, do that as a. Oh, it was like if bears like, you know, this cereal, and it would show a bear breaking into a tent.
That's
reality
right.
TV
that's
footage. Right. You know, I just feel like if bears like it, it's good for you. And then we were into raccoons, you know, whatever. Food,
right.
You know.
Right.
Was it big cats with choosing Friskies over...
Oh, yeah. Put a bowl of Friskies and a bowl of Nine Lives or something. Nine Lives.
By the way, those of you that aren't familiar with my life outside of Fair, I'm here... I'm kind of off in the boonies even for here, to the point where being mauled by big cats is a very real problem, or at least a very real... Danger.
Threat.
A concern.
Yeah, like...
True, concern. It's not at the threat level yet.
Yeah, it's not at the threat level, although there's been some encounters recently, and...
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny that they never...
It's like Cthulhu. You want to see their tracks. You don't ever really want to meet it.
Right.
You know? You don't want it growling at you when you come out of the shower like it did someone yesterday.
Because you feel naked.
Because, you know, you're naked.
Yeah. Take a gun with you to the shower next time.
I mean, what are you going to do? Mushroom print. Whoosh. Take that, kitty.
I got a golden ticket for you.
Oh, you'd be like such a man.
You always said you can hunt with it.
Hunt pussy with it? Oh my god.
That would be pretty.
It's more of a dowsing rod, really.
It's dignity damage.
You know, it points itself in the direction of the moisture.
That way. That way. We should go that way.
That way. Slightly to the left.
Oh my.
Must sleep soon.
Yes.
Must sleep soon.
I'm wearing your hat.
You.
I suppose we should close this out then. We've been talking forever anyway.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of editing to be done.
Anything you want to leave with? An amusing tale from off the road? Something that the Tartanics would be amused by?
Well, I don't want the Tartaniacs there.
Sure.
I'm just kidding.
Tartaniacs.
Sure, this came up this year, and I thought it was funny, but it always died during a show, so no better venue to share. But now, which was noticing that back to sex, death, and pooping, but in a more palatable way. A porta-potty looks a lot like a Doctor Who TARDIS.
Yes.
So we joked about vandalizing blue porta-potty boxes to look like TARDISes.
Or they get a stencil of six boxes.
Yeah. But we'd have to, due to copyright infringement, call it the TARDIS. And we only call it the TARDIS because we took it to a vote and Fornicatorium was voted down at Renaissance festivals.
Because we've never had sex in a porta potty. No.
I don't recommend that.
Don't do it.
Unless it's one of those ultra super large.
Other than pooping moment to happen in a porta potty happened in.
But you know what's happened.
Silverleaf, Michigan, back in the day.
Oh, God.
And I had gone into a porta potty just after I had seen a girl in a long green lamé-ish dress, 20 something blonde, pointy ears for her elf princess outfit. But she had exited the porta potty and I had to go, so I went in, but it reeked of weed. Clearly freshly smoked. So I finished my business as quickly as I could, and I tracked her down and I said, "Hey." I went into the restroom just after you did. So I got high, you know, as a vicarious experience that mixed in a porta potty, but yeah.
Well, going in there
sex,
and smelling a bunch of weed is definitely better than other things you might smell there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was weird that the Port-a-Johns at Silverleaf smelled like bubblegum, but that was weird. And then the morning breeze smelled like cookies.
Because they're catering to pedophiles.
Well, it's right next to
bubblegum and cookies, you know. Right. That's what brings the kids in.
Except for that one time when there is that oil spill that nobody beyond 5 miles from there reported about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that really nobody's going to exploded close to here tonight. That shook everybody.
Yeah, there was two explosions tonight. Big enough.
Floor shaking, like sub-bass.
Yeah,
you don't have a subwoofer, but it's like.
Like everyone's house shook.
Yeah, it's not a firecracker.
And for miles. I mean, it wasn't, you know.
Not even a cannon. This was ground based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And so far, no news. We don't know what it was.
We don't know if we need to evacuate.
We did, however, research it and found out that there's been at least 6 big cats in our area that have been tagged and radio collared.
No, tagged and radio collared in Arizona.
In Arizona.
But around here we did have, Brian said a friend of his has one of those cameras, motion sensor cameras and has caught pictures of 2 mountain lions and 1 black jaguar.
Right. I personally have seen at least 2 black cat, or big black cat.
Do you think, and maybe we should turn the microphone off, I don't know, your decision, but what if is putting big cats here?
No!
Kind of like, if you're stupid, you're a donor, you're out at night,
He didn't give us a whole bunch of free turkeys.
He doesn't like cats.
It's a gamble.
He likes big ones.
Yeah.
We'll just pelt them with meat as we put all these cats.
Let's give them all these turkeys.
Turkey leg, human femur, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's why there are fences around patron campground.
For the record, we don't actually suspect they would do anything like that. It is, however, kind of funny.
It reminds me of this old commercial when .coms were young, but it was a page called Go.com. They had two great commercials. One was, we want you to remember Go.com. So they had this wood cutout, like a jigsaw, big as your kitchen, that said Go.com. And so we're going to, and the O to the G, and the O to the M was cut out, and the O to the O was cut out. So it had holes in this jigsawed plywood background of Go.com. They're like, we want you to remember our website, so we're going to launch live hamsters at our web address. So then you saw, pew, splat.
Oh, my God.
Pew, over the top. Disappeared. And then the last one through the O. Pew! And you're like, yes! Go.com. And that was their 15-second commercial. And I have, to this day, not forgotten it.
Of course you would remember that. Oh, my God.
Their other one, bringing it up to the cougar story, is they were like, we want you to remember our website. So, and they're showing the background is a high school marching band during halftime, during a football game. And that's what you're seeing behind this voiceover. It's like, we want you to remember our web address. So we've unleashed a pack of hungry wolves upon this marching band halftime show. And then just got jump cuts to, like, you see the wolves in the aerial coming onto the... And then it's like, back to aerial, people falling down. Really, guy with the sousaphone just gone, you know?
They've really upped their game as far as advertising in the last few years. Because yes. Someone out there figured out that if you make it funny... They remember it forever.
Yes. Why don't politicians learn that? Now we have no cap on corporate super PACs funding your commercials and getting you on every talk show known to man. So why not bring that to the next level, which is making, we want you to vote for Obama. If you don't, we're going to release a hungry pack of wolves upon this team
because whatever. There'd be some guy out there. He's going to release wolves on us. Voting myth. Where is the pro wolf guy? Because there'd be people that would take it seriously and then like run with it.
Yeah. I'd like to object that it's discriminatory against wolves.
I know.
No, there was that one interview with Sarah Palin where it had the turkeys being slaughtered in the background.
Holy crap!
Completely oblivious. Did you see that?
No, it's not making this up.
They got those contraptions where there's a funnel and they stick the head down through the funnel and then chop the head off, and then they toss the body.
And she's interviewing.
And she's interviewing like in front of this slaughter area, and the guy like has a turkey by the neck, like stops, looks at the camera. Then it continues with his business.
So he shrugs his shoulders and like, we doing this? I guess we're doing this.
So there's these turkeys getting slaughtered. Like, she's just got that stupid little smile on her face and talking about what God knows what.
But that secured the Republican vote.
Oh my God.
You get it, you know.
But you do remember that chick, despite it, because it was just that over the top. Yes. So it's much like the Go.com thing.
Sam Tinker is in his second trip to like Morocco and Turkey this year. And in Arizona last year, Sam taught me a few words in Turkey. So I wanted to share those right now since we're on the microphone.
And that means kiss my ass.
That means thank you for inviting me to your program.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I guess we should end the recording there.
I'm a zombie. Yes. I'll see you tomorrow.
This has been us with Jill and Adrian from Tartanic. You've been listening to Surfing the Stream of Consciousness.
Were we conscious?
I don't know.
Okay. In Jill's case, surfing the
semi-consciousness.
Thank you for joining us on Surfing the Stream of Consciousness. If you enjoyed our podcast, please refer to the donation button on your right-hand side. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of IncompeteTech.com.